check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. My next guest tonight is an actor you know from The Walking Dead, Okja, and Burning. His latest film is Minari.
Baby, 우리가 그 stupid stick 썼어? 어떻게 찾았어?
머리를 썼지.
머리를 썼지.
Please welcome to a late show, Stephen Yeun. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here.
Hey, Stephen, thank you for having me. This is so cool.
Well, there's something that we have in common, besides our names, obviously, Stephen, is the people out there, I guess a lot of people have no idea of, is that you and I both worked at the Second City in Chicago. You were in the National Touring Company, right?
Yeah, I got a brief stint at the touring company. It was awesome. I got to look at your image quite a bit.
you lucky man. I mean, a lot of people do comedy and they end up doing nothing else with their careers. But how has improv or improv comedy even helped you as a dramatic actor?
You know, improv is such a great foundation. I think, you know, the tenets of staying present, listening, being spontaneous, those are all really great first tools to kind of lay the groundwork for me. And then, you know, it's not that different than dramatic acting. It's just, you just don't have to, you know, dramatic acting, you just don't have to be witty and funny the whole time. That so it takes a whole section of the thing off. So
and they, nice. Somebody gives you lines.
Yeah. And they tell you what to say. So that's also easier.
Well, you've been acting a long time. I don't know if you can see this photograph. This is you in kindergarten right there. Were you acting even at that age?
You know what? Looking back, I probably was. I just that image is of me landing in Regina, Saskatchewan, in my first year of school in America, in the West. And I probably went inward from that point on. Not to be sad about it, but yeah, I think I started, you know, that was mask work starting there.
Because did you have English at this age?
No, I had no English. My parents tell me the first English words I learned were don't cry.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, because so many people said it to you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How do you say don't cry in Korean?
Uljima.
Well, I need to hear that right now. Just thinking of this child being told not to cry. Well, what was, you know, when did you say to yourself, okay, I want to do this as, I want to be a performer. I want to make this my life.
You know, I went to college at Kalamazoo College, and I got to see my improv troupe, the improv troupe at my school called Monkapult, that actually Jordan Klepper was a part of.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't there, unfortunately, when I went there, but I kind of gravitated towards it. I loved the freedom. I loved the performance. And honestly, it was, I think it was just like, you can be anything you want to be up there at any given time, and people will laugh if you're funny. And so I like the challenge of that, I guess.
Well, the new film, Minari, is about it's a Korean American family that moves to Arkansas in pursuit of their dream. What does the word Minari mean? What's the significance of that?
Minari, and pronounce how Koreans would pronounce it, Minari. It's a plant. It's a plant that, in this very profound way, Isaac, our director, Lee Isaac Chung, he has this great story about how his grandmother planted it when she came over to join their family in their farm, and it dies in the first year, and then it thrives in the second. So you harvest the second growing, and it actually purifies the water and the soil around it. And he told me that in all the years that his dad tried to do all these different types of crops, the thing that grew the best was his grandmother's Minari. And that was not really, you know, they didn't have to like keep after it. Just did it on its own.
We're going to take a quick break, but stick around. We'll be right back with more Stephen Young.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody, we're back with the star of the new film, Minari, Stephen Young. You got to go to the premiere with your own father and sit next to him. How are your parents with you having an acting career? Are they fully supportive?
Well, now they are. You know, now they are. But, I mean, it was really surreal to, like, have, you know, as a second-generation kid, all you really want to do is tell your parents that you understand them and tell them the story that perhaps they can't tell themselves. And so to be able to do something like this was really incredible, you know, to read that script and read something that you wanted to say your whole life, and then to be able to make it, and then to be able to take it to Sundance and then have your dad sit right next to you while you're watching it, that's like, who gets to do that, you know? It's incredible.
That's beautiful. How did you first tell them you wanted to be an actor? Was there some other plan they had in mind for you?
I'm a Korean kid, so I had to do law school or med school or any other more school they would have been fine with. But I just broke my parents down early, you know, just defied them from an early age. And then once I told them I wanted to move to Chicago for improv, they actually let me move as long as I would get a job. And then I got a job doing inside sales at a IT tech consulting firm. And I promptly left a month in after they found out that I was blogging about how strange it was on the inside. And that was not a good look for me. So it was, you know, learning lessons.
I think quitting your day job is the best possible thing you can do as an improv comedian. Because then you've got to cut the safety rope.
And just, you do.
Yeah.
Just gotta go up and hang out there.
Well, that's the advice we have for all you young people out there. Take enormous risks with your life. It works out. Two out
Reckless,
of two times.
You know?
Two out of two times it works.
It's almost like it happens 100% of the time.
That's right. That's right. Well, is it Minari? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Minari.
Minari.
But Minari is totally fine.
Okay. Minari or Minari will be in select theaters this Friday and available on demand February 26th. Stephen Yeun, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.